Blog Talk Radio.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, stay. Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith. Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith. There's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go. What do you do? When there's nothing else to do. You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hands.
The Master has a plan.
So hold on. Hold on.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. This is Mary Hollis, your host. Okay. Yes, once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope all is well. This is a ministry that embraces widows and others who have lost a special loved one. And I hope that you are okay tonight and your day has been filled with lots of encouraging smiles and belief that God will get us through this time in our lives. Well, I want to thank everyone that helped me celebrate my birthday this past Saturday. It was a wonderful, my daughter put on a wonderful event. I was telling her that this was one of my best birthday celebrations. And she didn't really understand that, even though she put it together, because I was shelter in place. I spent the time standing outside my front door and enjoying the parade that she had put on, and even had the fire department to come be a part of the parade. It was a wonderful occasion, and also, I was alone in my home during my viral birthday party, virtual birthday party. But even though I was alone in a sense of not being able to hug and get close up and personal with others, I still had the best of fun because it was it was something different out of the box, and it got me out of the house. I dressed up in a sense of not, you know, I put on makeup, had my hat on, had a dress on, and my sandals on. So pretty much I felt good because I felt normal again. And also, I enjoy seeing my friends, family, and neighbors that were on the virtual birthday party. And it was just wonderful. Also, my pastor and my assistant pastor was a part of the event also. So it was definitely a wonderful, wonderful day for me. I was just filled with love from people who and gifts, lots of gifts. And I thank everyone who was, gave gifts. It was just to see how people turn out to make my day. And it did, and I certainly did have a great time, and thank you all who participated to making that day a beautiful day. Well, let's go on with the word that I have for you tonight. And the title is, Isn't It Time for You to Hit the Rewind Button? This is something I've taught on before, and I want to do it again because it relates to some of the things that we are going through now. Isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? And that's the rewind button of faith. The scripture from 2 Timothy 1:6 says, Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that through thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Have you ever experienced the delivering and rescuing power of God? I am talking about these moments when your situation looks completely hopeless. And I know going through this coronavirus, it has appeared to be hopeless because we are sheltered in and not things are not the norm. But suddenly God's amazing grace intervenes and your situation is miraculously changed. Well, May 2nd, this past Saturday, my life changed because I had a beautiful and wonderful day in spite of the norm for the last 3 months. Can you think of moments like this in your past? It is amazing when we are confronted with new challenges. And yes, these last 3 months has been new challenges. I mean, challenges that we never thought that we would ever have to deal with or go through. We often fail to remember God's faithfulness in the past. In the past, our perspective gets blurry because of the problems we are currently facing, and we forget that we have gone through similar or worse situation before, but I guess you said this is the worst situation. Well, but in spite of it all, we must we must not fail to remember that all the other mountains we have already faced and overcome with the help of God. All of the different things that we have gone through, God has gotten us through it. God's faithfulness was a part of Timothy's family history, and the scripture is coming from Timothy, 2 Timothy. His grandmother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her or let her down. His mother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her or let her down either, because Timothy was dealing with great stress and difficulties. Paul took the opportunity to remind him that just as God had never failed his grandmother or grandmother or mother, neither would he abandon Timothy in this difficult hour. There are some memories we should never forget. For example, we should constantly hit the rewind button in our minds and replay the time that God has been faithful to us in the past, delivering us, healing us, and rescuing us time and time again. We should replay these scenes in our minds until we never forget his faithfulness. to us. And a translation of that scripture that I read, 2 Timothy 1:6, I am putting in memories of all these things so that you're remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God that is in you. Well, Paul reminded Timothy and not just Timothy, us, to take our eyes off these time of trouble, or present Christ and present our present crisis. Now, I know it's kind of hard for us to take our minds off the coronavirus because we got to be so careful even when we decide to go out to get, maybe go to the grocery store, wherever we may go. So, yes, it is very hard for us to take our minds, but we must trust God that He will protect us. And to remember God delivering and rescuing power in the past. If you really look at our past, we find that we would face other moments more severe than the way that we are facing right now. Well, I guess you say, in all my life this has been the worst situation. But God never fails us or let us down. He delivers us and turns the situation around, and He will. He has His own timing, I'm sure, to heal our country. But we must be patient and wait, trust and wait on the Lord. Don't forget what God has already done for you. For these memories will stir up and encourage you to face your present dilemma with faith. Just as God has always been faithful to you in the past, His faithfulness will continue to be with you right now. In this situation that we think that we are, when will this ever be normal again? Will things ever get back to normal? Well, not completely normal. During these past 3 months, something should have changed about us. Let me give you a silent 2-second moment. I'm going to give you 20-second silent moment just to think about what have changed, what is that you will not allow things to be just normal again. What you have experienced that is helping you to not to go back completely normal that you have gone through so far. Now, the things that are what I'm talking about, have you thought about forgiveness? Forgiving someone that you have a lot of ill feeling about. But you know, God said He wants us to forgive 7 times 70. 70 times 7? Did I say that right? 7 times 70? 7 times 7, 7, yeah. But anyway, but what I'm going to say to you, have you thought about that you need to get things right completely with God, that you need to forgive someone? Have you reached out to that person and asked them for forgiveness? Or if you can't talk to them, then write them a letter. Have you done that? Have you done any repenting? Repenting, asking God forgiveness for things that you have done in the past, felt, said, and that you need to make that commitment and talking with Him and asking Him for forgiveness. Hearing about someone other than yourself, giving back, checking on that person, seeing how that person is doing. Reaching out to others also, reaching out to others to see if they're okay. Are they feeling okay? Are they have enough food? You know, a lot of elders, they don't have enough food in their pantry to get through this time in their lives. Reading. Have you caught up with some reading that you wanted to have, wanted to do? And also, especially the Bible. Have you started reading the Bible more? Are you praying? Are you praying more? We should pray without ceasing. We should pray every day for safety and protection, and also for others as well. We never just pray for ourselves. We have to pray for others because that's what God wants us to love one another, that he wants us to love one another as he had loved us. So we need to continue to be praying for others. And our family, connecting with family members that you have not spoken to in a long time. You know what I did in the last couple of weeks, what I've done? I have gone to my contact. I have my numbers listed. I have listed in the widows, friends, family, and just contacts. I have about 565 other than that list I gave you of contact people that's been on my phone. So I went down that contact list of people that I have not spoken to in years. It's not nothing that I mean, I'm not angry or nothing with them. It's just, you know, sometimes you delete or not connect with people that you just haven't. It's so many people that I know and friends and lots of friends, old friends. So what I did, I went down that contact list, and I just sent the same message, but I sent it individually to each person that I have not contacted and check on them. I said, I hope all is well with you and your family. Just a little short sentence. I hope all is well with you and your family. And I sent a little smiley face with it. And several of them sent, most of them did contact me back and said something. You know, most of, I would say 99% of them. But they also said to me, thank you so much for checking on me. So, you know, that meant a lot to me that I was doing the right thing by going down my contact list. Just reaching out to people that I have not spoken to in many, many years, people I've worked with over the past, and they were really good friends, and when we were in touch with each other, pretty much in the same setting, work, past jobs, and so forth. So that meant a lot to me, and also it meant a lot to them. So try that. You know, we are sitting here at home, we're doing the same thing, looking at TV, eating. Try something different this week. Go down to some of your contact lists and contact people, just sending them a text of how are you, you know, hope that you and your family are doing okay. Just a simple, it means a lot, because sometimes some people are going through this all by themselves. They might not have a big family. They might not have a large friends or a contact. Just pick a few people that you know that you haven't spoken to, an elderly person, a family member that you haven't spoken to recently. Just do that. Don't do the norm. Try not to go back to the norm when this is all over. This is not what God wants us. God wants us to be able to experience something and give up something and forget something and ask for forgiveness for something and repent for something while we're going through this time. This is time for reflection, to communicate with your family more. Get closer with them. And you, just because you can't be in their presence, you can also call them. FaceTime them, you know. Do that. I mean, you have so many ways you can put together a virtual family gathering. Bringing them all together, texting them and telling them how to come together. You can do freeconferencecall.com. None of these things have to be cost anything, just communicating. And whenever, from now on, from time to time, whenever there's something going through our family, we do a free conference call .com, and we talk and we pray for each other for a certain situation. So don't let the norm go back. When this is all over, don't just go back to the same thing that you used to. Make some changes. Ask, and you know what I think? If you don't know what to do, pray and ask God to give you that insight, give you that understanding and wisdom to know what changes that you need to make in your life. There are scriptures that I read, God, create me a clean heart, because I know I'm not perfect. I know there's a whole lot that need to be cleared up with me too. So I want him to, you know, create me a clean heart after all of this. I want to be better. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better sister. I want to be a better auntie. I want to be a better director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I want to be different, but I want to be a different in the sight of God, how God wants me to be. So just think that, don't let these things be to go back to normal, because I know it's not easy getting through this this separation from friends and family. We have dealt with other viruses like the Ebola, HIV, influenza, SARS, and the Spanish flu. We have dealt with all those things. This seems to be the worst, because it's more or less we can't see it. It's more or less it's an invisible enemy that's there, and we don't know where it's there. Excuse me, this computer, where is hiding, waiting to attack us. But we must continue to protect and ask God for that protection. God has never forget us in any way. He's healed us in the past from different types of health problems. He has delivered us. He has saved us. He has guided and protected us and directed us. He has brought us through many difficulties in the past. This is not our first trial and tribulation that we're going through. God has provided for you during hard financial situation. God has protected you from the snails of the enemies, like this virus, the coronavirus. These kind of memories are powerful and will stir up the faith in you today. Don't go back to the normal. Ask God. Seek and pray and ask God, how do you want me to when you heal this country, how do you want me to walk in this time, the rest of my life? How do I fix me for you? What do I need to do in reaching out to my family? Who do I need to forgive? So the next time the devil tells you that there is no way that you'll survive what you are facing today, take time to get alone with the Lord. Then hit the rewind button and ask the Holy Spirit to help you regather and recollect all those past events when God came through for you before. As you replay these memories over and over in your mind, your faith will rise to a new level of confidence. Ask God to create you a clean heart. You'll be able to look your problem right in the face and say, God, record with me has always been faithful, and I know that he will be faithful to me now as well. He will get us through this time in our life. Here are some questions I want to ask before we end this this talk show tonight. As you rethink about God's faithfulness in your life, how does it affect the way you receive the problem that you are dealing with right now? What are some of the impossible situations you faced in the past that God delivered you from before? What steps can you take to trust God more fully to deliver you from from the present situation, like this coronavirus, and he has done for you in the past? Think about those three questions. But let us not go back to the norm. Help from this time forward. Ask God, how can I not go back to the norm? How do you want me to improve my prayer time, my reading my Bible more, or whatever the situation is? But I'm sure God will give you insight. Spend time in meditation. Spend time in just praising him. Listen to songs of praise. You know, I love the song, sometimes when I want to get a real spiritual upbeat, Hezekiah Walker says, "It's going to get better." I listen to that song also a lot because, and I also exercise from it, because I believe that things are going to get better. We don't know when. It seems like it's going to probably take longer than we might. God can turn that button and switch that button and everything's going to be all right. But he has his timing. But things are going to get better. But find songs that you like to listen to that will encourage you and help you to get through this time in your life. Just continue to hit the rewind button and see what he has done for you. Going through your loss of your loved one, yes, it is hard. It's not easy. But just keep thinking, just keep praying, knowing that God is going to get you through this time in your life. Because your loss of your loved one feels worse than the coronavirus, because how am I going to get through this time in my life? It hurts so much. Well, you got to believe that God is going to still, he's going to continue to comfort you, and each day is going to get better. It might not get better right away, but it will get better. You will begin to be stronger. You will get resources, and someone will tell you something that will help you to get you through this time, because I know it's lonely when you don't have your spouse or someone else in your life that's no longer there for you. You're empty. Because he or she was there to protect you or give you encouragement. But just know that, hey, we know who's greater. He has all powers in his hand, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. He says it, and he means it, and we must believe in it, that God will never leave us nor forsake us. He is continuing to walk through with us, and this coronavirus has really put a toll on life itself, because we never experienced something like this in our life. But you know that God has all powers in his hands, which he can switch. He can, just like I said, rewind button. He can hit that button and just clear up everything in a matter of minutes. But he has his own timing, and we must trust in him. Keep trusting in him and believing that we will get through this. We will get to the other side. Just like you're going through a tunnel and you can't see nothing but darkness. And after a while, you see a little bit of sunlight. Same thing that we have to keep looking for, just knowing that we're going to see the sunlight soon. We're going to see no more coronavirus. We're going to see where we're going to be able to hug our family members, kiss on our grandbabies or whoever again. Just knowing that God loves you still. And he's still there. Even sometimes we don't feel him there. He is still there. Just like Charles Jenkins says, keep the faith. Keep the faith, because God is still there. He's still able to get us through this. He has all powers in his hand. He made heaven and earth. If he did the sun in the sky and the moon, all these different things that he's made on earth and made it happen. You think that he, but there's a reason for all of this. There's a reason, but he wants us not to go back to the norm. Do not go back to the norm. So pray and ask God how you can make a change. So when this is all over, you'll be walking in the will of God in the way that he wants you to walk and how he wants you to believe, to have that faith in him and only him. May God be the glory. You have a great rest of the evening and rest of the week. And just pray and ask God. I don't want to go back to the norm. You can't get back your husband. You can't get back your brother. I mean your son, your mother, brother, whoever. We have to go forward. Help God, please help us not to go back to the norm anymore. Help us to live in the way that you want us to live. You have a great evening and be blessed. Good night.
And if you believe